USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a video posted on Twitter, President Biden is reflecting on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing. We must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and in this nation. We are unique in the history of the world because we're the only nation based on an idea that everyone is created equal.
President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton attended the ceremony at the National 9/11 Monument in New York City. President Biden also visited the Flight 93 Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Harris spoke there.
If we remain united in purpose, we will be prepared for whatever comes next.
Former President Trump spoke in New York at a firehouse and a police station. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked, how long will it take to enforce President Biden's new vaccine mandate?
I don't have an estimation for you today, but there's clearly an urgency here, and we want to ensure that rulemaking proceeds rapidly, as quickly as possible. I'll also note, though, that there are a number of companies that have already put requirements in place.
At a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden said some Republican governors are being very cavalier about the pandemic. He said he hopes school children are not learning from them.
Politics doesn't have to be this way.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has banned mask mandates by local schools in his state, denounced Biden's orders, claiming the federal government is meddling in state affairs.
We were promised this would be 15 days to slow the spread. And where are we at right now? This is a much different thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former New York Commissioner Bernie Kerik talks about the events of that day.
I think for me there's two points on that day that sort of reflect in my mind almost daily. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by in some way that I don't think about. And the first is arriving down at the scene. I was trying to get into 7 World Trade where the Emergency Command Center was for the mayor, and it was directly across the street from Tower 1. And as we got to the corner, this was maybe 7 or 8 minutes after the first plane hit Tower 1, before Tower 2 was impacted, but they stopped our vehicles, and a cop came up to my car, saw me, he saluted me, and he said, Commissioner, you guys can't turn onto the block, they're jumping. And I didn't know what he meant. I didn't understand what he was saying. I got out of the car. I walked to the corner, and over the next 2 or 3 minutes, I probably watched more than 2 dozen people come down off of Tower 1 to the ground on Vesey, between the two buildings, between 1 and 2. Some hitting the awnings over the building. They sounded like explosions, basically disintegrating into the ground. That was one of the things that you don't forget.
Audio courtesy of John Solomon Reports. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.